KUSF San Francisco!
I had that song cranked up in my headphones here in Studio C at KUSF way, way too loud. And that's a good thing. Not hearing damage, that's not a good thing. But when I want to crank a song that loud because I'm feeling it, And I keep visualizing, as I listen to that track, Gasoline from Wires in the Walls, what it would be like to have a heart of gasoline, because at the current prices, I'm not sure that I wouldn't have to replace my heart with something else. Welcome to hour number one of this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday. Hour number one, interviews with rock and rollers of note. And hour number two, what I like to call all new melodic rock and roll. And once again, I say this over and over again, but you know, it makes sense, really. If you were me, would you have guests on your show that didn't fit into what you do? That wouldn't make a lot of sense. Nobody could pay me enough money to do that. Wires in the Walls, Los Angeles band, came to my attention through a publicist who has brought several LA bands to my attention. And Wires in the Walls are different. And they're willing to admit they don't fit into the typical LA scene. And I think that's one of the things among the many that appeals to me. Their latest EP, self-titled, is a self-release. I'll tell you more about that, so will they. And this is going to be fun. I like when I get to have a band like this in Studio C. And by the way, we had other bands in the queue ahead of them, but I decided to get this on the air right now because it was a great interview. And they didn't do the typical musical sandwich. You will hear two of their songs done in session live here in Studio C. And then they've each picked a few tracks, and we will give credit where credit is due to each of those tracks. So without further ado, let's talk and listen to the music of Wires in the Walls on Just Another Menace Sunday. So this is always the big test of a band. Would you introduce yourself from stage right, please?
My name's David Ireland, and I'm the lead guitarist.
The lead guitarist.
I'm Warren Sroka. I sing and I play rhythm guitar.
I'm Brian King. I play drums and horns.
Drums and horns.
I'm David Fisher. I play keyboard, banjo, and a few other instruments.
You're not on here.
No.
Officially.
Not on the EP, no.
We'll get there. would you like to write it in right now? We can give you like a Sharpie.
Yeah, we can give you a Sharpie. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll give you a Sharpie. You can put it in right away.
Good call.
Yeah.
I'm Nick Trace. I play bass.
All right. Yep, that works. So who wants to start and tell me, you know, and we don't have to talk about the name. We can, you know, if you have the ear.
Ooh, I appreciate that. I'll start. I'm Warren. I play guitar. I up to this point, I've written most of the music, although now we're starting to write more as a unit. The band essentially was started because I really got sick and tired of playing solo acoustic shows. And I always wanted to be, you know, I wasn't strong enough to be in a gang. So I was, you know, I wanted to be in a band. It's like the next
You didn't
best
want to
thing.
Be playing like at the Ground Round and doing, you know, Fire and Rain.
I
or...
really didn't.
But that's so good. You know, don't let me, you could do the whole James Taylor catalog. Yeah. Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight and Fire and Rain and Sweet Baby Jane.
But James Taylor already did that catalog.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're
see?
Explains it.
It's been done.
Okay.
So yeah, I was really... had my heart set on being in a band, and I was actually thinking about, I had played with a bunch of different guys and nothing had kind of come through, and I was friends with Nick, our bass player, and I didn't even know he was a bass player, and he essentially came to me and was like, if you want this band, I'll help you and we can do it from the ground up. And that was kind of the birth of the band.
Yeah, I only charged him about $100 per month.
Yeah, it was monthly.
It was a monthly fee.
Was that for a stand-up bass or for an electric bass?
Electric.
Band
a little bit more for stand-up. Yeah.
$100 a month for an electric. You got a deal.
Right?
Not bad. He sings too.
Yeah, and he sings backup. So.
Wow.
So Nick was absolutely instrumental, if you'll pardon the non-pun.
Thank you for that.
Instrumental in kind of making me feel like it might actually be possible to kind of take these acoustic songs and build a band around them.
Okay, continue from there.
Take it.
Well, from there, Warren and I played for a little bit and tried to add further instrumentation to the band. We explored different drummers and eventually landed upon Brian King, who just really took the music in the direction we were looking.
It's funny. I know when I joined the band, I moved out to L.A. 3 years ago now. So this was, I don't know, 2 years ago. And I had come out to L.A. to do my, you know, not for music, to do other things. And then I saw these guys, got connected with them, and they were playing music that I hadn't really heard in Los Angeles before, more country-influenced stuff, and more melodic-oriented. A lot of the music you hear in L.A. is more genre-based, like, we're going to be a synth band, or we're going to be a, you know, it's not just, we're going to write good songs, and so, you know, I got hooked up and I thought that was really cool. It was something different. It was something I hadn't seen in LA, and I got really into it, and then decided that, you know, music is, it was really truly my passion, and that's kind of, I feel like, when the band, I guess, took a different direction and
began to gel.
Yeah,
I really began to gel and play songs. And I mean, it's funny that, you know, you mentioned the CD only has four people on it, and now you got five people sitting in front of you. And we always kind of envisioned adding a fifth person to, because we go into the studio and we do all these songs and we'd add keys and we'd add all this stuff and we'd just, you know, overdub it, and then you could never do it live. And we'd always wanted the fifth member, but we kept going through guitar players, and so it was tough.
Yeah, quite a clip we went through guitar players.
I don't know.
One of the things that I know with L.A. that I've learned very recently, there's absolutely nothing happening in Los Angeles west of Silver Lake. That Silver Lake pretty much is the conundrum of every single damn band at you know, at three clubs. You know, at the Echo, the Echo Plex, Spaceland, and the Silver Lake Lounge, and there's nothing else. Now, what's interesting, for better or for worse, is that every time I go to L.A. and I say, you know what, I'm going to break free, and I'm not going to head, you know, the 20 minutes from my hotel or whatever the heck it takes to Silver Lake, because I don't really, at 1 o'clock in the morning, trying to get back to my hotel, so, oh, man, how's the sunset ever going to end?
Right.
Is this a Silver Lake band?
Yeah. we rehearse in Los Feliz, which is Silver Lake adjacent, if you will.
When you were talking about breaking genres, and you're talking about, you know, again, we try not to use the genre words, because when I get an R-I-Y-L on the front of a CD and it says sounds like, I immediately rip it up because I don't want to read it.
Right.
It's just not, you know, those one sheets to me are absolutely worthless.
Right.
That said, you know, what I heard here, which was really interesting, is I listened to track one. I listened to Gasoline. That's a pop song.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can really put Gasoline in the alt country, you know, vein per se, right? Except for your voice. I could probably take it there to a certain extent.
Right.
But then as it moves on, it does kind of get a little more to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So tell me about, here you are in Silver Lake, practicing in Los Feliz, and tell me how it's working and what you've done to break from this whole thing.
You want to start?
Do you care?
Yeah,
it's funny.
We sit
here and we call ourselves a Silver Lake band, but we feel kind of like outsiders in the quote unquote Silver Lake scene, just because none of us actually live in Silver Lake. And for a while, we actually didn't practice anywhere near Silver Lake. I just moved over there into a house in the garage.
Okay, so you don't do the full-on, I go to the exact coffee shop every morning and meet the other 42 bands that all... You know, Silver Lake is just the West Coast version of Williamsburg.
Exactly,
We actually existed for like a year, and we never even played in Silver Lake. And we realized that, I mean, that's,
you
for better or for worse,
have to.
That's where the scene is in L.A. now. People in Silver Lake will come
LA's
out
like
to
this.
A show.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Because we were playing all these shows at other venues, and you just get promoters and bookers who will book any band that can bring out 40 people. So you'd be on a bill with bands that aren't even close to what your genre is, or what your style is, and then you're not going to get any new fans because they're all there to see a hip-hop band or a reggae band or a metal band or whatever. And that's just, you know, people like that music probably aren't going to be into alt country. So we wanted to start playing with bands where we could get more crossover fans, and we were just like, well.
But I would interject that I think what you said was very astute about, you know, Gasoline is a pop song. It's not alt country. But we're like very big on the belief that there is a market for essentially every band at this point. Like the internet, everything has opened up, and people just want to hear good music, you know. And I don't know anybody who listens to one genre of music unless it's not because of the music, but because of, oh, this is who I am, you know. But if you open yourself up, you know, I think people are willing to take the songs at face value and be like, I like this song, I like this record, and, you know, there's different styles and stuff. And I think that's kind of where we end up sticking out, is that we're not a straightforward all country band, but we're certainly not a, you know, a straightforward pop band either.
And it's definitely been a challenge. I mean, if I feel like part of the reason we had such a struggle with finding, went through so many guitarists, is it's hard to find someone who can do all those styles really well. We'd have guys who were great country guitarists, but they couldn't play the more rock stuff or the popier stuff. We got guys
exactly.
You know, you get guys who are great rock guitarists, but then the country stuff comes along and it went right over their heads. So we felt very fortunate to find Mr. Ireland over here, who could do a lot of that stuff, you know, very versatile, could do a lot of different styles, bring a lot to the songs that you know, was outside the box. Or
come over to the microphone and tell us why the hell you can do that. Why are you so damn good?
Because I'm amazing. I mean, no. Because I, new band name,
Humility.
Yeah. Right. Well, you guys set me up for it.
Yes, we did.
No, I come from a jazz background.
Analog or digital?
Well, you want to guess?
No, I'm curious. You either worked really hard to give it a certain sound, or your engineer mixer, Scott, did.
Both, I would say. Yeah. We love Scott. We recorded at the Hobby Shop, as you can see, and Scott Gilman is
now, tell me about the Hobby Shop, or better yet, tell my audience.
The Hobby Shop is a little studio that's owned and operated by Scott Gilman, and it's in...
Eagle Rock.
It's in Eagle Rock. Rock.
It's incredible.
And it's like our favorite place in the world. It's just this, you know, he records live drums, he records everything live. The only things we overdubbed were, I did vocals separately, and I think we did the organ later, and the trumpet.
But
the core of the band is all recorded, you know, live, which enables us to play as a band, you know, which I think
I was listening,
totally,
you know, I went in order, and, you know, Gasoline is very produced, but then Seen It Coming, mm-hmm, really sounds very, very live and very analog-y, right down to almost that it doesn't sound perfect.
Right,
you know? Was that intentional?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you work really hard to achieve that that home-brewed sound?
I don't know if we worked really hard to achieve it. We worked really hard to not mess with it.
Now let's talk business.
Okay.
So, tons of bands out there, tons of records, tons of well-recorded records. The internet is this wonderful, open, beautiful, exciting place.
Absolutely.
What do you want from, and I'm not doing Adam Lambert, what do you want from this?
We're of the belief that the bands that we look up to and admire, a lot of those bands have made it not based on a hit song. You know, most of my favorite bands have never had a hit song. And I don't think our type of music, I mean, that would be great, obviously. But, you know, you can't go out trying to win the lottery.
But it being in top 40 rotation on Kiss is just not,
exactly,
not highly likely.
We want to be working class, blue collar, just make a living and be able to play music and not have to have a day job.
And win fans, you know, preferably more than one at a time, but, you know, five or six at a time per show. And
So your goal is not to be playing arenas sometime in the near future?
I mean, I think a goal is would be to just be able to make records and play shows to people that are enthusiastic about the band. I mean, I'll say now, if anybody owns our record or downloads it on iTunes, we give you full permission to pass it on to every one of your friends. But, I mean, sync licensing, all that stuff, that would be great. You know, if somebody came along and wanted to use our stuff, we would, of course, be open to that. But we're kind of the belief, you can't count on that. You got to go out and, it's a war of attrition. You got to go out and just get people to listen to it, and hopefully they'll like it and come to shows and sing along. You know?
So are you talking to labels? Are labels talking to you? Do you want to?
We'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we'd like to. We are going to go back into the studio probably in October. We're looking at to make a full length record, which the band is going to finance, and you know, and then take it around and try to find somebody to distribute it. But you know, we'll release it on our own if we have to, and just keep doing what we're doing. Just keep playing shows and taking every gig we can and trying to sell them at shows. And hopefully people will like it and pass it along to a friend. That's the best thing you can do. Any band in the world, if you want to support them, pass them along to your friends. We beg of you. All right, this is called Big Bad Love. She snaps like a flag in the wind, and I will never be forgiven. These my sins, oh, I'm sitting here, I guess that's natural selection. Oh, I've had nights with photograph protection, but I got a big bad love.
But I got a big bad loan. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got nothing. Words on withered pages. Well, I've known so long that I forgot to make changes. Well, I've had nights when sorrow spread me dry, and I've been faced with unsayable goodbyes. But I got a big bad loan. Oh, I got a big bad loan. Get on. My shoes, worn as thin as my faith. Well, I guess I should be heading home, honey. It seems it's getting late. Well, I lay me down inside my bed, with my memories of you. Well, I pray someday that you might find some way to love me.
St. Louis got the best of me. I miss your broken china voice. How I wish you were still here with me. Oh, you build it up, you wreck it down, then you burn your mansion too. Nothing left to keep you here, but when you're falling behind and it's a big blue world, oh, you've got to hold on, hold on, baby, gotta hold on. I'm taking my hand, standing right here, gotta hold. Down by the Riverside Motel, it's thin below and falling. By a 99-cent store, she closed her eyes and started swaying. But it's so hard to dance that way when it's cold and there's no music. Oh, your old hometown so far away, but inside your head there's a record that's playing, a song called Hold On, Hold On. Baby, gotta hold on, to take a mind, standing right there, gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, standing right there, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. 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 You gotta hold on, baby. You gotta hold on, girl. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on. Thank you.
wanderers this morning came by. Where do they go, graceful in the morning light? To Banner Fair, to follow you softly in the cold mountain air. Through the forest, down to your grave, where the birds wait and the tall grasses wait, they
$20 gold piece on my watch chain. The gang all know I died standing pat. Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be.
I want six crapshooters to be my pallbearer, three pretty women to sing a song, stick a jazz band on my hearse wagon, raise hell as I stroll along. Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this whole wide world over, she'll never find a sweeter man as me.
I'm not afraid to say no. dance makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel emotional. Landscapes, they pass on me. The riddle gets old and you push me up to this day. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak, I feel.
My children were raised, you know, they suddenly rose. They started so long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
thank you. I've climbed out of every window in the house where you were raised. We hid from your parents. We snuck away for days and days and days. Crouched in the alleys, dragged off stolen cigarettes. And I thought to myself, this has to be as beautiful and strange as it gets. Oh, I recall our first dance in the assembly hall, the way your body moved beneath these trembling hands. With every song you'd sing along, the finest things in life, they last. So I climb down to my one good knee, and I stuttered, and I shuddered, and I cried out, won't you marry me? For I may not have all that much to lose, but I will finding faster ways to get myself back to you. There will come a time when we will sleep in every Sunday. We will hide down in the sheets. We will keep each other warm as the space where our hands meet. We will sleep in every Sunday. I will hide down in the sheets. We will keep each other warm. It's the space where our hands meet and sing. Ba ba ba, 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 ba ba ba.
I love our four microphone acoustic sessions that we do right here in Studio C, and that was the perfect example. They get so soulful. It's just the atmosphere, the plain oatmeal walls. That's what does it. Hour number one of Just Another Menace Sunday, your friend Dennis the Menace. We spent it with Wires in the Walls. Terrific, terrific band from Los Angeles. And they didn't do a typical musical sandwich. I owe them so much music. But it would have had to been, it would have had to be a two-hour show. Or had to been. I can't do that. Because I only have 2 hours and I have to play new melodic rock and roll for you in the second hour. Wires in the Walls, a couple of acoustic tracks from their new album in there. And out of order, just completely out of order, Heroes and Villains from the Beach Boys. And Tom Waits with Hold On. And Okkervil, well, we didn't get to the Okkervil River, did we? Lucero, That Much Further West, St. James Infirmary, Josh White, Fleet Foxes, Tiger Mountain Peasant Song, Joga or Yoga, J-O-G-A by Bjork. And then there was a bunch of other stuff in there, which I already put in the bag. There was, I mentioned Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys, and there was a Replacements track. And we just really did it as loose as the kind of sandwich they gave me. To learn more about Wires in the Walls, here's what I'd like you to do. It's pretty simple. Go to wiresinthewalls.com. That's what you need to do. And then go to Los Angeles and see them. And we have to get them up here playing again. We will make that happen. Any questions on the interview itself or my sanity? Dennis at menaceattic.com. MENACEATTIC.com. We will be back with hour number two. All new melodic rock and roll right after we do something good and pay a bill or two.
Having a companion can make all the difference when a person is faced with a chronic and life-threatening HIV infection. PAWS, also known as Pets Are Wonderful Support, is a nonprofit group that cares for the pets of people struggling with HIV and AIDS. More than 200 volunteers go to the homes of clients who are incapacitated by illness. PAWS volunteers help with veterinarian trips, feeding and cleaning, grooming, dog walking, and more. PAWS is one of the beneficiaries of the San Francisco Bay Guardian Community Fund. For more information on how you can support PAWS, call the Community Fund at 415-255-3100. That's 415-255-3100. Brought to you by your four-legged friends here at 90.3 KUSF.
Support for KOSF is provided by Pizzeria Delfina.
Hey, what is that you're eating?
A margarita pizza from Delfina. Mmm, thin, crispy crust with charred, blistered edges, milky fiordalatte mozzarella, bright tomato sauce, and aromatic basil, finished with a drizzle of fruity olive oil.
Pizzeria Delfina is located in the Mission at 3611 18th Street and in Pacific Heights at 2406 California, and is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. More information may be found at pizzeriadelfina.com.
If that doesn't make you hungry, I don't know what will. It's time for hour number two of this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday. All new melodic rock and roll. I have enough CDs in the studio to go on for 3 hours. And they're all good. So get ready. Mr. Engineer, would you please hit CD number two right now?